we all know that, know the just the story of how the, or we know the story on the Europeans coming and invading the Indian territory and basically wiping out our clan, our whole clan, and you know, the rest is history from there. They, you know what I'm saying, the rest is, they basically just rewrote history and made a bunch of lies about what happened and this and that and all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the stories, it would be interesting to know, like, how exactly they did it. You know, like I said, we all have different sides of, you know, our point of view, you know what I'm saying? We all know some of the shit, but we don't really know what happened. But my personal opinion is, I would say that, you know, they, first, I don't think they came and just, you know what I'm saying? Of course, they didn't just come and, you know what I'm saying, just take the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't do that. They would have got slaughtered. So what they did was they observed. They came and observed, you know, and they looked and watched and, you know what I'm saying, just learned how we operated and how we moved and the things that we did, you know, and now they just thought that they can come in, or they didn't think, you know, so of course they knew they was going to put up a fight, but they didn't know the Indians was going to just, or they did know that the Indians was going to just, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't a success, of course, you know what I'm saying, shit took time, you know, it was a war, you know what I'm saying, a pretty long war, I'm sure, and, you know, of course the Indians slaughtered them with bows and arrows and shit, and they were like, okay, these bows and arrows is kicking our ass, so they went back and regrouped, you know what I'm saying, they regrouped, and they said, what is more stronger than bows and arrows, you know what I'm saying? And that's when they made the gun, you know, the most powerful weapon on earth, you know what I'm saying? It's gotten, I'm sure, of course you got bombs and shit like that, but you know, that is what, I'm pretty sure how guns came about, you know what I'm saying? The Indians was, you know what I'm saying, wiping them out with these bows and arrows, and on top of it was just super, you know what I'm saying, advanced in just how they moved, and you know what I'm saying, you know, you had women and dudes who were just on some, I look at Indians like, pretty much like lions, you know what I'm saying, they territorial, you know what I'm saying, they protect they tribe and shit like that, and you know how female lions, they go out and do the hunting, you know what I'm saying, and you had them Indian, like those Indian women, those Indian goddesses back then, you know what I'm saying, hid in trees and went out hunting for food, and you know what I'm saying, hunted the Europeans down when they came in, and it was like, there was no beating these Indians, so they went back and they regrouped, and they came back with bullets, you know what I'm saying, and it was like, they just started laying us down, you know what I'm saying, it was still a war, you know what I'm saying, but Indians, we didn't have guns, we had bows and arrows, you know what I'm saying. But they didn't also just come with guns. They also, like I said, they observed how we moved. You know what I'm saying? They seen we had the mushrooms and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Wine. You know, wine is really a natural drink. You know what I'm saying? But back then it was. Of course, now you can moonshine some wine. That should be, you know what I'm saying? That should be A1, but the shit in stores, the store-bought shit, you know what I'm saying, always has some type of bad enhancements in it, but you still get, you know what I'm saying, a kick-ass buzz, but they seen that we, you know what I'm saying, was on that wine, and they seen it, you know what I'm saying, it relaxed us, it mellowed us out, you know what I'm saying, it had us, you know what I'm saying, feeling good, so not only did they come back with guns, they said, okay, these motherfuckers like to drink too, you know what I'm saying. But they didn't come back with wine. They came with hard liquor. And they got us off that liquor. And we got to tripping. You know what I'm saying? And it basically just threw off our whole balance. You know what I'm saying? It made it easier for them to, you know what I'm saying, just come in and just take some shit. You know what I'm saying? They got us drunk. You know what I'm saying? And they created guns. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, they observed how we move. You know, same shit that you see today. You know what I'm saying? We get, especially as, you know what I'm saying, melanated people, we get copied. Everything we do is copied, you know. And once they did all this and they got us drunk and, you know what I'm saying, stole our shit and killed us, then they rebuilt territory and burnt our shit down and burnt all the hidden books and shit like that that we have no access to, you know. There was a lot of hidden libraries and all that shit that just got burnt the fuck down. with ancient times and shit that we, I'm not gonna say we'll never know about, but some things that we never know about, you know. But that's just, and after that, like I said, once they rewrote history and shit, that's, the story goes on. That's basically what they did for many centuries, you know what I'm saying? For many moons, I'm gonna say that, just basically came, divided us and conquered us. Came, divided us and conquered us, you know what I'm saying? That's what they did. And like I said, we all have our theories on, like, what, you know what I'm saying, what happened, but it will be an interesting story. I mean, it'd be an interesting thing to see, like, how they actually did this shit. It was evil genius, fucked up, it was evil genius plan, but, you know what I'm saying, to actually know the truth, that's, you know, that's, that would be something that, you know what I'm saying, just know, but of course they won't tell us that. And that was just, like, something I wanted to, because I always be thinking about, like, how they actually did that shit, you know what I'm saying? Created guns, either, like I said, gun is used for protection today, but the real reason the gun was made was to kill the black man, you know what I'm saying? Started with the Indians, and that's why the real, you know what I'm saying, to kill the black man. That's why the real reason why guns are made, you know what I'm saying? But you can't use them for protection and shit like that, but deep down inside, that's what, on some, you should say, spiritual shit, that's why the gun was made, to destroy black people. That's why it was made, you know. And they thought this shit would work, that they would wipe us out for, you know what I'm saying, we wouldn't be no longer, and over time black people wouldn't exist. And I had that same idea a few years back, you know what I'm saying, before I really just, you know what I'm saying, just started having a, I guess, woke the fuck up and seen, like, damn, like, I really thought black people in the not the near future, but on down the line, wouldn't exist. Me and my partners and shit used to have a conversation. I'm like, bro, it's gonna be so hard to find a black man in the near future. Like, it's gonna be almost like seeing a celebrity. You see a black face in the near future. That's how I used to think. You know what I'm saying? You had black on black crimes. Police was killing us. We was raped, beat on, lynched, done all this shit, and we was on drugs. You know what I'm saying? That was killing us. But then I began to see, like, and that's what everybody else seeing, that, you know, good things take time, and, you know, history repeats itself, you know. And as black people, you know, we age good as fuck. That's why that, you know what I'm saying, system came in and put drugs in the neighborhood and guns and shit so we can kill each other, you know what I'm saying, because they knew we have long life expectancy, and drugs and shit doesn't do nothing but slow that down, you know what I'm saying, I mean, stops that, you know what I'm saying. But on the other hand, you have white folks who don't, I'm not gonna say don't, because you have some that do, but some that really don't have long life expectancy, which is why they're over there with the healthy foods and, you know what I'm saying, with exercising and the gym, you know what I'm saying. You can't go in the hood and see no gym, like, you might see one, but no, I'm talking about in the bottom of the bottom. Like, you have some hooded areas that may have a gym, but in the bottom of the bottom, you will not see no gym, no library, you know what I'm saying. And the libraries that they do have ain't gonna have the books that you need to tell you, you know what I'm saying, get you ahead and all that. Even in libraries in the richer sides of town, like the hidden gyms and shit, you gotta order offline, or, you know what I'm saying, you just may never get access to. But like, they, like, now, like I say, now that I see, like, black folks, you have people who grew up fatherless child, you know what I'm saying, mother was strung out, you know what I'm saying, but they were still brought here. And a lot of these people that grew up, you know, we all have similar backgrounds, you know what I'm saying, not all, but a lot of black people have similar backgrounds, grew up in poverty, you know what I'm saying. And it's not just blacks, a lot of people have that, but the most part, black people had that similar black background. We grew up in poverty stricken environments, slept on the floor, rats and roaches and all this shit, no food, lived on food stamps, WIC, and all this shit, you know. But a lot of these, we still planting our seed, and we, you know what I'm saying, we, like you say, you have people who grow up fatherless, but they still grow up to make a name for themselves or just be somebody, or, you know what I'm saying, exist. And we, as a black men is not the only, but mainly, I'm gonna say the only, ethnic, is the only man on earth that can date pretty much any woman. I don't even say pretty much, any woman outside of his race. You know what I'm saying? You can, black men, we come and we just dominate shit, you know what I'm saying? And we can take And like, it's like we could just get any girl outside of black, white, Mexican, green, yellow, you know what I'm saying? We just get all, and we plant our seeds into not just the black women, but all women, you know what I'm saying? So it's not that black people and the world is, you know what I'm saying, violence is still going on, but once black on black crime shit still, once it stops for good, like, we still, because we're growing population, you know what I'm saying, and we're gonna just keep growing, and like, in the future, it's gonna be, the future is gonna be basically overpopulated with nothing but black and brown people, not just black people. I'm talking like Chinese, white people, every type, Indians, everybody's gonna have black in them, you know what I'm saying, whether the father's black, grandfather, something, like, we're melanated people, you know what I'm saying, we will live on forever, just how we've been doing, like, even after we pass on, like, the energy that we carry, this earth will still exist off the energy that we just carry, you know what I'm saying, and we just gonna be everywhere, you know what I'm saying, but, and that's, it was a theory that said that's how it was, like, me and my partner was having a conversation with my cousin, actually, and we was talking about how, like, the world, before the world got divided and shit, everybody was black and brown, you know, and that's what the world is coming back to, like, everybody going black and, like, brown, have some type of beautiful color on them, you know what I'm saying, for having African-American DNA, you know what I'm saying, and that, like I said, I used to look at it like black people wouldn't exist, but no, that's not the truth. We will live on forever and ever and ever, and that's just how I see it, you know what I'm saying, from the bullshit that we got, you know what I'm saying, told and got killed and put in the system and all that shit, and just to think that we're still here, you know, that shit really is fucking crazy, you know what I'm saying, it's something special about us, and that's what people are starting to notice.